How can you be more attractive? According to Peter Heskell, author of Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction, you need to increase your attractiveness quotient.
The attractiveness quotient gives people a sense of what is it that they believe is attractive. And it's literally going inside and questioning yourself. And in my book, there's a whole section based on this, where you get a sense of what it's like, what it means to be attractive. For me, everything begins at the centre, deep inside. It is not about the outside. For some people, it may be that they have a lot of charisma in their own way and they give out nice vibes and that they're being themselves and stuff like that. And yet, in some ways, they may just not have such a good knowledge about what hairstyle suits them and things. And as somebody once said to me, maybe you shouldn't worry about style because dirty, unwashed people will attract dirty, unwashed people and be perfectly happy with them. So there's that kind of dilemma. So I tend not to do that. But there are things I know people can do. For example, the shape of their face may suit a different hairstyle. It's not about what's fashion. It's about this would just emphasise your good points. And I think that's what it's about on the physical level. Then, of course, there's, for me, as I said, it begins at the beginning. And an attractive person is a person who is really being themselves. One of the things that people often say to people about people in a complimentary way is, I love so-and-so, they're just so real. I feel so comfortable with them. Or they're such a character. People feel at ease with whatever you are if it resonates with them. So it's about being yourself. And of course, one of the things we've been taught is that in order to be attractive, we have to make ourselves be the way the world wants us to be. So throughout life we're said, you must do it like this, you must do it like that, people will think this, people will like you if. So we built up this kind of credo, which is in a way a lie, and it's something that we shouldn't be bowing down to. What we should be bowing down to is the fact that what we should have been taught was, you are a beautiful, unique, wonderful human being, and that when you really polish what's inside and recognise and access that enormity of power and potential inside you, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be a Brad Pitt, it doesn't mean that you're going to be the most attractive person to everyone in the world. That's a physical thing, okay? It's an energy as well, he has a presence. But it means that you're going to give out a certain code, if you wish. The way you appear in the world will be coded. And it'll be about you. And what happens is that people out there will be sorting for that code. And those people will be drawn to it because it will be obvious and evident and clear that this is who you are. And those people are drawn to it. And again, they become a match and fit for you. And to you, that person is the most attractive person in the world. And to them, you are the most attractive person in the world. They appreciate you for all the things that you are fantastic at. They love you because you are quirky. They don't half love you and wish you weren't quirky. And of course, nobody's perfect. There'll be things, but things that can be set aside. Because those other things match and fit, and that's what it's about. So really the core thing is about being yourself. And on another level, you can examine, first of all, how you come across to people and notice that when you're interacting with people, is stuff going on in your head? Are you thinking, I can't say that because, but I still maintain myself. And if I couldn't be myself in their presence, then I wouldn't be staying in their house. So it's that kind of thing. So it's, again, coming back to this, I have to be like the way the magazines tell me. I have to wear this thing because it's fashionable, even if it doesn't suit me. I have to be that kind of a person because that's what they expect. That's the wrong way round. Be yourself at your best. And like that, you'll attract the right people to you. So when I work with people who want to be more attractive, there's a certain amount of feedback I'll give them. And I'll point out to them how their body language changes when they're in a particular way and how their body language changes again and how they look so much less attractive when they're thinking about certain things, because I can see them shift. And the same thing with myself. I can demonstrate to people myself how when I'm angry and miserable and thinking bad things inside, people can't hear now, but you can see me shifting and changing as I'm doing this, and how I appear differently when I begin to access something else. So when you learn that, it's about the thoughts that you have that are really positive and wonderful and exciting about yourself are the ones that are going to shift your body into a much more attractive posture and radiate a much more attractive energy.
That's Peter Heskell. Her book, Flirt Coach's Secrets of Attraction, is published by Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.